it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'd like to run an exercise. First of all, I have my doubts that we're going to get anybody willing to do this because I don't think there's that many of them out there. But if you think that the 49ers should keep Jake Moody, I'd love to hear you call right now and try to make the case. I have arrived at a spot where I don't really understand. I don't understand. And all I want to do is understand. I think you all know me. I'm not out here firing on coaches and players all the time because I got a radio show and I keep it real. I'm not like whatever. I'm not trying to be like that. But I don't understand. I don't even understand the thought process that arrives at keeping Jake Moody at this point. You can play the he wasn't healthy card as long as you want. But we have now arrived at, no, he is healthy. And great that he kicked a long field goal in Vegas in a preseason game. He missed another kick. He shanked another one that went through the uprights. He then, the following week, missed an extra point and kicked the ball out of bounds on a kickoff.
The preseason, right?
Preseason.
Okay. I just want to make sure we were still talking about preseason.
And then the regular season happened.
Right. Let's talk about the regular season.
We will. But for me, as I've told you all along, the preseason's a little different for a kicker because it is so specialized. I don't really think, like, if you're affected by what the rush and what's going on around you, you get what happened in Jake's second attempt yesterday, which was not his fault. You get a blocked kick. Outside of that, the kicker waits for the ball to be snapped and kicks it straight. We can do this on a practice field, a real game, a fake game, the parking lot, whatever. Can you kick the ball straight? And Jake has not done that, and he is now healthy for 4 weeks running. He's not done that. Do any of you still want Jake or feel that it is correct that the 49ers keep Jake Moody as their kicker coming up this week? And I am all ears. 888-957-9570 if somebody wants to try to make the case. But what I want to say to you, Dibs,
yeah,
is that you were very supportive of Jake 3 weeks ago.
Sure.
You were very supportive of Jake 2 weeks ago. And then last Thursday, if I'm reading you right, your statement was the 49ers have to give him a chance in the regular season. But if he goes out there and misses an easy kick, then that's it.
Well, if it costs you the game, was what I was saying.
Okay. However, whether or not it costs the Niners the game is not really up to Jake. That's up to everything else that goes on around him. My question to you is, have you switched? Have you flipped?
I've flipped to the extent that if you can go out and find somebody who is better, then go ahead and do it. And if that's Greg Joseph, and you think Greg Joseph is going to come in and be better, he's been kicking a lot longer, and you know, you could look at his stats and all the rest of it and say he might be better in terms of kicking percentages, then fine. Go ahead and do it. And I looked at the game yesterday, and you have a, 27-yard field goal, and you missed it. You cannot miss those kicks, the easy kicks. You've got to be from inside 30 yards, you've got to be north of 95% on being able to make those. That's the old extra point distance, basically. And the old extra point got converted at 99% of the time. So if you're that kicker and you're in that spot, yeah, you got to go out and make it. So sure, you want to replace the kicker? Replace the kicker. Go ahead and find somebody who is better. I just don't want to see them go into a kicker roulette where, all right, you get rid of Moody and you bring in somebody for 3 weeks and he's not good enough. And so now you got to find another kicker. If you think there's somebody out there who's better, then go ahead and bring him in.
I mean, how could there not be somebody out there who's better?
I don't think that he's as bad as the way you are portraying him.
He came into this game 11 for his last 21.
Right, when he was injured.
And then walked out there and doinked a 27-yard field goal.
What was he last year before he sustained the injury that cost him a few games? He missed one kick. He missed one kick.
Okay, that's a very short period of time.
As is 11 for 20, which is a short period of time. It's half a season.
11 for 21, and then had what I would call a beyond uneven preseason, followed by what I do.
Okay.
Followed by walking onto the field in Seattle and doinking a 27-yarder off of the upright. Again, if you want to back him, back him. I'm just trying to understand. You cannot tell me that there is not a more consistent leg sitting at home right now. I can't believe that. And I don't want to be in kicker roulette either, but guess what? Tough cookies they are.
Well, not yet. Yeah,
they are. They're playing roulette every time he lines up. Every time he walks onto the field.
Well, he's still their kicker.
Yeah, but we're throwing a feather into the air, and it blows however it blows. Every single time he walks on the field. And I know what everybody thinks, and I can't believe that the Niners aren't smarter than this. If you believe that they're holding on to him because of his draft status, and because they don't want to admit their mistake. I can't believe that. This is the same year they got rid of Trey Lance, which was a much more high profile, much more financially driven, and much more political draft mistake. And they freely admitted that, and they shipped him off for a fourth round draft pick to their rival.
Well, they've done that with a number of other draft picks, including Ty Davis Price, who was a second or third rounder. You know, Cameron Latu, third rounder. He's no longer here. So it's more than just, you know, Trey Lance where they realize their mistake.
That was just an example.
Of course. And Jake Moody was a third round pick. And I think that that's bought him a certain amount of time. But now you're in a spot where, yeah, he missed a kick that he should never, ever miss. And you went out and you won the game. So, yeah, he went out and had another kick blocked. Clearly not his fault. So to look at the field goal unit and just say, well, I mean, the whole unit is phenomenal, except Jake Moody can't make a kick. You've got other problems with your field goal unit beyond Jake Moody. So, yeah, whether or not you think that Moody is throw a feather in the wind or not, I do think that the 49ers see the talent in Jake Moody, and they're going to give him every last chance that they can. And, you know, for fans, they're probably more exhausted by Jake Moody than even Kyle Shanahan is. And he's pretty exhausted by him, I bet.
Pretty exhausted. His career percentage is 74%. So if we want, but he was injured here, but he wasn't injured there, but he's this, that. He is 74% for his career. That's brutally low for an NFL kicker. So 50-yarders, 40-yarders, 30-yarders, whatever. He is 74% for his career. He had never missed from below 29 yards, but he did yesterday.
Yep, first time.
I get what you're saying. It's not an unfair answer to say if there's somebody better than go do it, but I do feel like digging a little more. Like, do you want him to be the kicker this weekend or not?
Sure. Let him kick. Let him kick. Are you going to find somebody who's better?
I believe
so.
I believe so.
Okay, so what are Greg Joseph's career numbers? Is he a 90% kicker?
No, but I guarantee you he's more than 74%.
Jake Moody was 21 for 25 as a rookie and 13 for 14 last year before he missed time due to an injury. So I do think that kicker...
82.3.
Okay, that's right about league average, I think, in terms of... I think in general for kickers, about 82%. But
And much more than double the number of attempts than Jake Moody.
Right.
Yeah. Or Greg Joseph.
And I think that there's a reason why he doesn't have a job. And it's not because he doesn't feel like playing for anyone else.
Well, what's the reason that Jake does have a job?
Because he was a third round draft pick and they're giving him every opportunity to lose the job. He's already lost the job.
Yeah.
We don't know. Shanahan seems like he is giving him a vote of confidence to the extent that he's still on the team today.
I don't agree with that. Again, I know what he said yesterday. He was clearly playing a semantics game with Tim Kawakami as far as, oh yeah, there's no doubt in my mind that he's the kicker. Come to find out what he meant was, yes, he is still currently the kicker. We have not made a transaction here 7 minutes after the game ends. But now he openly admits, yeah, we're going through all that stuff. And by the way, if he says they're going through all that stuff, they're way past going through all that stuff. Coaches are wonderful at making it sound like, they're just checking in now. Yeah, we'll go talk about the kicker right now. You didn't call anybody yesterday. You didn't talk on the plane. You haven't freaked out about this every minute of every day. These guys don't sleep. This is they're maniacal about this. There's no way that they're just getting to this now. The same way they do know what's going on with Juwan Jennings. They just haven't told us yet. They do know. We're still evaluating. No, we're not. This stuff is billions of dollars. It's life and death. It's jobs and not. Like, they know. So when Kyle says, yeah, there might be tryouts, yeah, there's going to be freaking tryouts. I don't think he's okay with Jake Moody at all.
I don't think he's okay with any kicker who misses. And that is the nature of Kyle Shanahan, because he has the beautiful laminated play sheet and he designs all these great plays and his quarterback executes and you march down the field and then you get to a spot where we're going to have to bring out the kicker and then the kicker misses. He doinks it and then the other one happens where the left side of your line just gets completely overwhelmed and it's blocked. So, yeah, Shanahan furious. He was furious at the first one. He was more angry at the second one. And if bringing in Greg Joseph, who was 80% last year, by the way, below league average is 84. He was 16 for 20, kicking on three different teams. So if that's your answer, all right, come on in, Greg. Hope he's better than, what the fans think that Jake Moody is.
By the way, I don't know that, I don't know enough about Greg to know that that's the answer. I just think there is another. I know you can find someone to do better than 75%. I know that. Absolutely.
Well, a lot of those guys are already on football teams.
And a lot of them aren't. Matt Prater wasn't a week ago. And he's a veteran, accomplished kicker who walked into Buffalo on Sunday Night Football and won a game. And it's not that difficult to find someone who can go out there and kick 80% or more in the NFL. There are more than 32 of those on planet Earth. All right, let's take some calls on this. Let's go to Jose in Oakland. Hi, Jose. Thank you for the call. What's up?
Hi, Jake Moody. Look, I never want to wish somebody, for somebody to lose their job because they have families and the whole deal.
Yes.
But the guy mentally is cooked, okay? He's like one of those closers that at some point loses it. He can have all the talent of the world. He can throw 105, but he cannot find the strike zone. He's not good for his team. It's the same thing with Jake Moody. Look, the fact that they're being forced to find somebody else, or that they will be forced to find somebody else at this point, is negligence on the Niners, because they knew. They've known for almost 2 years that Moody has an issue when it comes to pressure games. And he hasn't even gotten into those situations just yet. He's already missing field goals. The only positive that I see coming out of this whole thing, to be honest with you, is that he's forcing the team to score touchdowns. Okay, they're trying. They're doing whatever it takes to score a touchdown, because even they don't trust on Jake Moody, kicking a game-winning field goal. They know that if I don't score a touchdown here, we're gonna lose the game. And I can guarantee you anything that I was going through brought for this mind yesterday. That's the only reason why he took that chance throwing that ball where he threw it. Any other team, they would have said, let's just go for the field goal, and we'll take it after that. But I don't think they trust him, but they won't admit it because, obviously they're his teammates. It does no benefit to them to admit that they don't trust the guy anymore. I mean, it's like, normally you would hope that the guy makes it. That the guy that, doesn't miss. With this guy, he's like, I hope he makes it. It's gotten to that point where I'm really hoping that he makes it instead. I hope he doesn't miss it. Because for some reason, it's like 90% of the time I'm already thinking that he's going to miss it. And that is bad. This is just game one. It almost cost us the game yesterday. It didn't. But if he stays in the team, it's going to cost us eventually. And that's going to be negligence on Kyle Shanahan, because he's known this for plenty of time to make a change.
Jose, I agree with you completely.
Yeah, I don't think he knows this. I don't think that Kyle Shanahan knows this. If he really firmly believed that Jake Moody was not going to be good enough, or that Jake Moody was a guy who had lost his confidence and can't make any kicks, he would have made a move. He would have kept Greg Joseph, but Kyle Shanahan doesn't believe that. I don't think that he's holding on to Moody just because he was a third-round pick and he doesn't want to be embarrassed. Kyle Shanahan is keeping Jake Moody because he thinks he's a good enough kicker to make kicks and help him win football games.
I think it's a little more I agree with you to an extent. I think it's a little more complex than that. There are politics involved. There are cap figures involved. Yes, there is, hey, let's show some confidence in our guy. Let's give him a shot healthy in the regular season. But I do also believe that it was Cal Kami and others who came on our show a couple of weeks ago and said this situation is much more tenuous than they're making it sound. Kyle is not just like, yeah, it's great, he's fine.
Of course not.
Absolutely.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that there was a lot of discussion about whether or not Moody was the guy. For crying out loud, they brought Joseph in to begin with for a reason. And then it went a certain way, and they needed the roster spot, and et cetera, et cetera. But I believe he was on very thin ice prior to yesterday, and yesterday he broke the ice. That's what
well,
I believe.
He broke your ice.
Yes.
I don't know if he broke Shanahan's ice.
I think he did.
Well, we're going to find out.
We sure are.
If they make a move or even if they hold tryouts, there's been no announcement of a tryout or any of that. So, yeah, and you can look at the missed kick. He also made a 32-yarder that tied the game with 9:42 to go. And so if you want to talk about his mentals and talk about how he can't make a pressurized kick, that was a pretty big kick for Jake Moody. Granted, it's a 32-yarder, which should be made 94% of the time, but it's not like he's so shattered that he couldn't make that kick.
No, I didn't say he was that shattered.
That's what Jose was saying.
Yeah, no, I just don't. He's not good enough to be the Niner kicker. He's clearly not good enough to be the 49ers kicker. And whatever stickiness is involved here is fine. I just don't get it. I don't get it. We don't have patience like this for anything else in Bay Area sports. Nothing. Nothing. People gave Rafi Devers 5 weeks and started losing their minds. Willie Adames got 100 at-bats.
And they were wrong.
And we're sitting here. They were.
Right.
But those are highly paid veteran.
Well, guys with more of a track record.
Proven amazing players.
Exactly.
Like,
it's like if you're looking at Trent Williams from yesterday and say, Trent Williams did not have a good game, so now we're just going to cut Trent Williams? No, he's a Hall of Famer, and that's not this. So, yeah, you look at Jake Moody, and it was not a great performance, but it's just one game, and you got the win.
It's not just one game.
Oh, yeah, the preseason. Let's go back to the preseason.
And last year's games.
Yeah, last year was a struggle, but how about his rookie year when he was very good?
He was okay.
He missed four kicks the entire year.
He was all right.
He made 2 50-yarders in the Super Bowl.
He was fine. He also missed an extra point.
Right.
So, like, I found him to be slightly above average-ish for his rookie year. Last year, a disaster that has not corrected itself.
That's in one game, so.
Well, you see it that way.
Hasn't
been kicking the ball straight.
I want you to have the same energy for other preseason players. This is the only preseason take you have.
He's a kicker. He's not the same as other players.
They get preseason. They don't have to be held to a standard of perfection. That's not the way preseason works.
Kick ball straight.
That's not the way football
works.
Yes,
it is. He kicked it straight all training camp. Then he gets in the game, and he doesn't. If you can't see that that's a mental defect, I don't know what to do.
I'm not going to put myself in his head and start to I'm not going to project somebody's mental state. That, to me, that's not right.
Ask any football player if kickers are given the same kind of leeway. They're not. They're not football players. They're kickers.
But they don't have to be held to a certain standard in the preseason. You can do that if you want.
Standard, period. I personally don't do that. Yeah,
when
that's
you're,
fine.
When you're anybody in a game that doesn't have any matter to the standings, then, yeah, go ahead and try something. And he tried to kick off to put it in the corner, and he kicked it out of bounds.
What does that mean,
in the preseason?
Something. Like, try something.
You try to see about, you know, with the new kickoff, Jake Moody, in preseason, if I'm his coach, I'm saying, yeah, try and get a ball all the way to the pylon. If you kick it out of bounds, who cares?
Which clearly was not the case because the special teams coach blew a gasket when he did it. So I just, this is not a pitcher experimenting with a curveball in the preseason. It is a kicker. You have one tiny job.
Right.
That's it. One job. And he doesn't do it.
And you make it sound so simple.
It's not simple.
Like,
none
it's
of these
not
things
involving
are simple.
A snapper, a holder, and blockers.
Dibs.
Like, all these things, Mark.
Dibs.
These are all things that come together as part of a unit.
It's professional sports. None of it's easy, but you have to do it. What did Kyle say to Pam Oliver on the sideline? Dude has to make his kicks. It's that simple.
And he didn't miss a kick in the second half.
It is that simple.
He had one blocked. He made a field goal, and he made the PAT after the game-winning touchdown.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.